This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden drew on his own experiences with grief and loss to comfort families affected by the Florida condo collapse, telling them to never give up hope, even as the search for survivors paused early Thursday, a week after the building came down. Addressing some of the families touched by the tragedy, the president spoke in deeply personal terms as he offered his prayers and support in the private meeting.
They know that the chances are, as each day goes by, diminished slightly. But at a minimum, they want to recover the bodies.
Meanwhile, the mayor of Surfside, Florida, says officials should consider tearing down the remainder of the residential building so that a search and rescue operation can resume. The search was put on hold Thursday morning after officials determined the building is unstable and could collapse on workers below. Donald
this
Trump's
is VOA
company
News.
And its longtime finance chief
I'm
were
David
charged
Byrd.
Thursday in what prosecutors called a sweeping and audacious tax fraud scheme. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office unveiled charges against former President Donald Trump's company Thursday, charging the Trump Organization and its finance chief in what prosecutor Carrie Dunn termed a sweeping and audacious tax fraud scheme. According to prosecutors, Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg allegedly received more than $1.7 million in off-the-books compensation that included apartment rent, car payments, and school tuition. Trump Organization attorney Alan Feuerfass had a different take.
I believe the political forces driving today's events are just that.
The Trump Organization and CFO Weisselberg pleaded not guilty. Former President Donald Trump was not charged at this stage of the investigation. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld voting restrictions in the state of Arizona. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The vote was 6-3. The court reversed a decision by a federal appeals court that said the measures disproportionately affect Black, Hispanic, and Native American voters in violation of a part of the landmark Voting Rights Act. Justice Samuel Alito wrote for the conservative majority, Arizona's interest in the integrity of elections justified the measures, and the changes don't affect minority voters enough to prove a violation of law. In a scathing dissent, Justice Elena Kagan wrote, the court has rewritten in order to weaken a statute that stands as a monument to America's greatness. This will set off new calls by Democrats to pass federal voting rights legislation. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A court in Myanmar on Thursday extended the pretrial detention of Danny Fenster, a U.S. journalist employed by an online news magazine in the military-led Southeast Asian nation. Fenster was arrested on an incitement charge that carries a penalty of up to 3 years imprisonment. He is the managing editor of Frontier Myanmar and was detained at Yangon International Airport on May 24th as he was trying to board a flight to go to the Detroit area to see his family. Brian Fenster is Danny's brother.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. He was not working there. He has not committed any crime. He has followed Myanmar law and has adhered to all the customs and codes of the country.
Fenster's lawyer said the 37-year-old journalist was in good health but appeared to have lost some weight at Thursday's hearing. He asked that his wife send him medicine and food. Two consular officials from the U.S. Embassy also attended the hearing. The next hearing is scheduled for July 15th. Police fired tear gas at protesters in Istanbul demonstrating against Turkey's controversial exit on Thursday from a treaty combating femicide and domestic abuse. Though President Recep Tayyip Erdogan insisted it will not be a step backwards for women. Erdogan ended the country's participation in the Council of Europe's Istanbul Convention through a surprise overnight decree in March, prompting condemnation from women's rights groups and Western countries. A court appeal to stop the withdrawal was rejected this week. The leader announced his action plan for combating violence against women Thursday, which includes goals such as reviewing judicial processes, improving protection services, and gathering data on violence. Women, LGBT groups, and allies have been protesting the decision. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.